This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Pipers. Online at Pipers.com. Auctions, real estate, land management. Call them for a catalog. Love to send it to you. 877-700-4099. Saw some signs yesterday for some sales they have coming up. Land auction in Cass and Barnes County be happening today at 11 o'clock. Next week, Tuesday, farm machinery estate auction in Goodrich. Retirement auction in farm retirement auction in Grandin, North Dakota on Thursday the 22nd. Find it all at Pipers.com. Pipers.com. Ed in Bismarck, let me get your comment in here quickly. What's on your mind? Ed, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Say, I've been a citizen that is very frustrated in getting my feelings and my words out. And I know that we have a great person in Kevin Kramer that really helps and talks with everyone. But I feel we still need to be able to have a voice that will get our opinions out. And I think that one way or the other, whichever position Kevin Kramer doesn't run for, Scott, I think you should be our representative.
This is going to be a short conversation. I have too much fun behind the microphone here, Ed. You're very kind, and thank you very much, but that's not going to happen. But, hey, it's what's on your mind, so we appreciate you sharing it. Thanks a bunch. We have been efforting to unearth the truth in the whole Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Here today we're just talking about that and how it connects to all of this, poisonous rhetoric that's out there, political disorder syndrome, right? That's what some are calling what happened yesterday. We saw that with the Dakota Access Pipeline. Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, going to talk about the economic impact and also how you find the companies or entities that were paying people to come here and protest because they should be paying tax this year. That's part of the truth that was not covered, not dug into. And also the folks in charge of getting information out. We're going to talk with a couple of people who played a role with the Morton County Sheriff's Office in public information today, Rob Keller and Maxine Hare. So we'll do that today on What's on Your Mind. Look forward to getting you more information about this. And we're also going to talk about the National Association of Royalty Owners Conference that's coming up end of the month as well. And more of your questions and comments on the news of the day, text Todd 226-8503 or me 367-82054, 367-2054 as well. All right, so Ryan Rauschenberger is here, state tax commissioner. First question for Ryan. Again, as we look back from where this started to where it ended, the entire ordeal of the pipeline, the construction, that how it became a national and international story, what happened? How would you explain it?
Well, I think the whole process of when all the protesters came to town. And from a tax compliance perspective, I think it's really interesting because when you look at all the activity, all the pipeline activity, whether you came here to, as a construction company to build a pipeline, whether you're here to work on a pipeline, or whether you were here or paid to come here and protest a pipeline, you should all be paying income tax. You're all earning income. Doesn't matter what the cause is or what the reason is. If you're here to build a pipeline or if you're here to protest a pipeline and you're paid to do that, you should be paying income tax. And I think that's one of the, one of the focuses that I've had throughout the whole, DAPL protest is we need to make sure there's a level playing field here, no matter what you're doing here or for what purpose, that we need to all be on the same page.
How do you go about determining that? Because, you know, you hear so many things. We have many, many calls on the program, for instance, of people who, work for various places where you can cash checks. A lot of times you check cashing businesses, sometimes banks, different financial institutions, and I mean several, 8, 9, 10 different occasions of this where they'd say somebody comes in, they have a check, and they want to cash it, and it's from, some LLC related to kind of a funny name, such and such railroad LLC or whatever. A lot of them had to do with rail, which led me to believe that was whoever the entity that was paying wanted people to believe that it was the railroads that were paying the protesters and paying for some of this stuff. But in that case, we know okay, a check came in, it got cashed, and it came out. Give us a sense of what you're able to do to try and get to the bottom of some of these things that are, you know, allegations that obviously sound pretty credible but still need to be tracked down.
Well, and you set it up perfectly because there's only so much, certain things that I can say that because it's confidential once you get kind of down to that individual taxpayer level. But in general, you know, if somebody is paid and gets a check to be in North Dakota to perform a service, so if somebody says, you go here and do this, that's income, whether you're an employee or a contractor. You know, at the very least, they'd be considered a contractor. And that there's two players there. There's the entity or organization or association writing out a check to that person. I don't care if it's a shell LLC or if it's coming directly from an environmental group. If you're paying somebody to be here to protest, they should be either withholding as an employee, or that person who received that check should be filing tax here in North Dakota. And without disclosing all of our compliance tools that we have to play our hand, I'll say that, you know, we have not only our state resources, but the IRS, which we are, as we get further through 2017, we'll have more and more data from the IRS to be able to follow that paper trail. You know, we have, and that's nationwide. You know, we can see where a company is issuing 1099s to and where they're not. And we can find those gaps and those holes and then try to connect those dots. So at this time, we're essentially strategizing, working towards that goal of later in the year, having staff look at the various non-filers. We have staff dedicated here that all work 24/7 on non-finding people who should be filing who haven't. And this will be added to that workload later in the year when we have more IRS data and we can more effectively prioritize our time with that data.
So explain to me why the IRS data is it lags like that. Why does it take that long to get to you?
Well, it's interesting because without getting too far into the weeds, the IRS has to basically get a complete picture. For example, you know, people didn't even have to file their 2016 returns until, you know, April 17th this year. And then also, if you have an extension, a lot of people won't even file till even in October. So it does take a long time to get. There's always a lag in income taxes. Unlike sales tax, which is kind of month by month, real time, pay as you go, because of the complexity of income taxes, it takes time to get that data. And part of it is just, you know, the federal government, it takes time for them to go through and make sure the data is right and then get that information out to the states.
So is that the only way? Is that the, I guess, the main area that you look for? Okay, who is doing business here, paying people for whatever that didn't ultimately end up paying taxes, which would then lead you to people that would be doing some of this, wrongdoing? Is that the only thread you can pull?
Well, it's one tool. I'd say it's part of the low hanging fruit. I think there's a lot of things. There are a lot more things that we could do. But one of the issues, for example, on the GoFundMe side, and that's where I think most of the dollars have come through, as we all know, you could go out there and look at these GoFundMe accounts. One of the issues with that is IRS, that gets into federal tax definitions of what's a gift and what's not. There's very loose rules right now around the GoFundMe accounts when those dollars were being raised. And one of the issues that I would like to see the federal government do is tighten that up and go, you know, these GoFundMe accounts are so fluid, there should be an upfront compliance method of determining whether something's taxable or not in that environment. Because you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going or for what purpose. I mean, it sounds like a lot of regulation, but just look what happened here. You have all this money coming in. A lot of people might have even taken tax deductions for sending money to the protesters. We don't know that. And, you know, to connect those, that's a lot of money. And it should be a concern for the federal government as well, because ultimately it's the federal return where they might, where that would show up, like whether somebody took a deduction because they donated something, what they consider a donation, through a GoFundMe account. So there's a lot, it's a huge web of finance to, and then ultimately tax compliance. So it's very complex system.
On the positive side, that never gets really enough attention, in my opinion, is to say, okay, that pipe is, going a good distance, 300 some miles, I think, or just short of 300 miles in North Dakota. How many folks ultimately are getting a payment because of that? How much more revenue will come in, not only to North Dakota's, mineral rights holders that live here, but also the state of North Dakota as a result of the additional money that comes on every barrel as a result of the discount being lifted off? Any idea what kind of a number we're talking about there?
One metric I like to use is that for every single dollar that every additional dollar that an oil company can get out of a barrel of oil, including decreasing their transportation costs, so every additional dollar equals $70 million to the state in a biennium. So if the DAPL pipeline can generate an additional dollar statewide, on average, an additional dollar statewide for a biennium, that's $70 million in the state coffers. And then you add $10 million a year in property taxes they're paying to the local schools, cities, and counties. You take the jobs that are associated with it during the construction phase. It's a huge economic boost to the state. But what I think is so key there is that on the actual oil tax, it's that $70 million for every dollar. And interestingly, what I've ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years.
Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, with some fascinating numbers on the positive impacts. You don't hear a lot about this, folks. While you're getting it here. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. President Trump at the White House making a statement on a executive order, but before so talking about Steve Scalise, congressman from Louisiana, and his battle as a result of the gunshot wound that happened yesterday morning and the political violence out in Virginia in preparation of a baseball game. Let's listen in to see what he has to say here.
And Steve, in his own way, may have brought some unity to our long divided country. We've had a very, very divided country for many years. And I have a feeling that Steve has made a great sacrifice, but there could be some unity being brought to our country.
An interesting point from President Donald Trump today in the at the White House. This is What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, and comments are always welcome at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Text Todd at 226-8503 or me, 367-2054. Brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. It all started Bismarck, North Dakota, 1908. They've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services in Bismarck and all across the region now, all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana as well. On the residential and the commercial side, design, build, new construction, prefab, repair, remodel, they do it in Link Service Contractor, allowing the good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons to provide you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. Call them at 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. All right, we're doing our look back today, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. I really like these because in the heat of the battle, you just don't think of these things. And now we get a chance to go back and try and put all the pieces together so we get to the truth, but also get to stories that haven't been told. I mean, an example being the dollars and cents generated from this. You could say, I don't give a lick about a pipeline. I don't care about any of that. It's just noise to me. But you care that your state has more dollars, that the economy improves, and the numbers are pretty incredible. So I'll finish our conversation with Ryan Rauschenberger. Then we're going to talk about the Public Information Service of trying to be in the middle of this and get the truth out and get the facts out with a couple of folks that did that in the middle of it. Just finishing our conversation with Ryan Rauschenberger on the numbers, because he crunched the numbers for us. Ryan, lay it on us.
I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of the anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
Rough estimate of that number. Obviously, there's more to be determined because it's just starting to flow, right, as you're saying.
Exactly.
You're already seeing an impact, and the oil is just flowing. What's that number going to be? Any rough idea?
There's a lot of speculation. I've heard as much as $3. It could be a benefit of as much as $3. But remember, it's flowing 500,000 barrels a day, and that's half of the production of the state. So if $1.50 does, so that roughly equals $1.50, and if that stays constant, that's over $100 million for the next biennium. Just because of the decrease in that transportation cost.
Right.
Just because we're not railing as much at a much higher price, and we're sending it in a much safer and efficient manner down south to the Gulf Coast via the DAPL pipeline.
One project, one pipeline, a conservative estimate of $100 million additional in the next biennium. When you think about how they were counting pennies last time around, there's no small significance to that number. That's why it ought to matter for everybody. And that's, again, an angle that was really not pursued in much of the media at all. I'll talk next with Rob Keller and Maxine Herr. Maxine and Rob are part of the Morton County Sheriff's Department's Public Information Service, which, of course, is getting information from law enforcement out to the public and keeping tabs on things. And, of course, they had, sort of a side-by-side role along with all of law enforcement to find out what's happening, what's going on, and get that information out to the public, and saw this as firsthand as well. Rob and Maxine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Good to be here. Yeah.
I want to ask each of you, you know, what happened? How do you tell this story of the Dakota Access Pipeline? Rob, we'll start with you.
Well, you know, Scott, I've got a lot of years of experience with crisis communication, you know, retiring from the Guard as their public information officer. And, you know, we thought we'd do everything when we went into that. And, in effect, we were building the airplane as we flew it, so to speak, especially with the social media piece. That's kind of what really grabbed our attention early on when we started seeing about 20,000 rogue protesters on the Morton County Facebook. Even when we took down the Morton County Sheriff's Department Facebook site to redo the terms of use, we had 15 rogue sites come up. So that tells you the intensity that was happening all across the world. You know, the world is watching was their mantra, and that's what really I recall, and just what just took a lot of our time. And I know Maxine was heavily involved in that as well, too.
And Maxine, you had the perspective of seeing this from afar at first, and then being brought in to help. What you know, when somebody says, "What was that all about?" What do you say?
Well, I tell you what, it was social media made this happen. You know, it was like Rob talked about, and it's the scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. You know, I mean, that slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull together the facts, because that's the standard we do business. We deal with facts, and we report the truth. So, you know, I get pretty offended when I hear, you know, people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. You know, we work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions, and half-truths, it's a real challenge. But, you know, we stayed focused, and we didn't stray from professionalism and restraint. And that law enforcement modeled that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
Essentially, you were fighting a war on social media, a war of, you know, the truth. Right, Rob? I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's what you were doing. And
exactly. Yeah, and that you're exactly right, Scott, because we... you know, we couldn't respond back just almost within seconds like the protester did. As Maxine mentioned, I mean, from the standpoint of being professional and the truth that we had to put out. But what we did as we were going along, we were able to then come out with several venues of know the truth, fact versus myth. And we started developing some products that we could address a lot of the social media that was coming in there on the negative side. So when we started developing the videos, we then started to get a following on our social media site that we didn't have at the beginning. Morton County Sheriff's Department had a great, has a great Facebook, but there weren't a lot of followers on there. And so once we started to get that and drove them to that site, we started to see things change. And then with Governor Burgum coming on and standing up the Joint Information Center, where we had at one point 15 public information officers from all across the spectrum in state government, Corps of Engineers, et cetera. And then the IT department could develop the ND response. We really started to get a handle on that, where we could drive people to get the truth.
All right, hang tight. We're going to talk more after the break. I want to ask you about, you know, lessons learned here in this endeavor, and what we do next time. Hang on, both of you. More coming up.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of the anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
A better night's sleep guaranteed with MyPillow, and now 50% off. We absolutely love that we can get our fine listeners good deals. We love getting you good deals. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott right there on the website. You get up to 50% off any of the products with the promo code Scott. And I tell you what, there's a growing list of things to choose from. Now, the MyPillow is the best of the best. Great gift for graduations, birthdays, wedding gifts. Remember that. Sending kids off to college, they're great. But there's the body pillow, there's the bolster pillow, there's the first pillow, the travel pillow, the go-anywhere pillow, the MyPillow mattress, the mattress topper, the ThermoShield pillow top mattress cover. I love that. MyPillow for pets, Todd and I love those. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, just wanted to finish on lessons learned. And I think we're talking about trying to get to the truth of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and these radio histories that we're doing weekly for you. And I think it's important that we learn lessons from all of that. But this could apply in anything. I mean, you think about, okay, you know the truth to be this, and all of a sudden you are facing a tsunami on social media where it's something else. What do you do? And Rob Keller and Maxine Hurt lived this with the Morton County Sheriff's Department Public Information Office and through the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. So, Maxine, if you had to, knowing what we know now and what happened, what would you do differently? What do we learn from this?
Well, I definitely think it would have been helpful to start the diplomatic side of things a lot sooner. You know, no fault of the Dalrymple administration because, you know, we'd never dealt with anything like this before. But when Burgum moved to town, I tell you what, he spent a lot of time listening to Standing Rock. And, you know, as he always said, we're all on the clean water team. Nobody wants to experience an environmental disaster. And, you know, bringing in out-of-state activists with agendas that really ran the gamut was not the answer to Standing Rock's dilemma. So to be able to kind of, if we could develop that diplomacy and talking from the get-go, because right away it was, you know, the law enforcement issue that was trespassing, that makes sense. But once law enforcement got, you know, basically overrun, it was, you know, 3-1 with protesters there, you know, it was agreed at that point that, you know what, we need to look at this a little bit differently. We need to start talking to the people. And we did, you know, we did try as law enforcement, certainly, you know, spoke with tribal leaders and that sort of thing, but, you know, it didn't work out so well. But I think, Burgum really brought a lot to the table, really getting all of the state agencies involved, and, it made a big difference. And that's something, you know, if I could turn back time, you know, hindsight's 2020, to be able to implement that sooner would have, I think that it could have changed things dramatically.
Rob, how about on the social media piece? knowing the role that played in all of this. I mean, how do you combat that?
Well, we tried to combat it as best as we could with the skill sets that we had, that we brought to the table. But as we look back on lessons learned, Scott, we have to do that because the social media piece was extremely important. And many agencies have Facebook, Twitters, but they don't know how to use them in a crisis communication mode. And that's the type of training that I wish we would have had that. No one experienced a protest on the prairie. I mean, there's going to be books written on law enforcement tactics for the prairie. So we're going to see a lot of that. But what Maxine and I have been doing, for example, we went to South Dakota. We trained 50 public information officers from the state on what we did right, what we did wrong. And they had the deer in the headlight look that we had when we first got it. And so we were able to impart some skill sets and things that we did that they should be doing now, even with a Keystone XL coming through in maybe 2 years. They need to start doing those things now. We fell in on the protest after it had started, so we were definitely not behind the eight ball in that. But social media, terms of use, implementing process procedures now, training. I mean, it goes to whether it's a media crisis or some sort of explosion or whatever. We need to be able to train on that from their public affairs standpoint and what we would do to get the word out to the public.
Well, behind the scenes, Rob and Maxine and their colleagues all across government do some incredible work of making sure the public knows what it needs to know and factually. Right. Just get it out. They're doing almost the exact opposite of what the folks on the other side are doing. They're just taking any little piece or taking a photo from something else, photoshopping that. I mean, that's the benefit of what they do. So it's an important piece of that whole story. And we wanted to help tell a little bit of it today. Maxine and Rob, thanks for the time. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you.
Scott, appreciate your work.
Rob Keller, Morton County Sheriff's Department. Of course, Rob worked for the Guard for years, and Maxine Herr has been helping in the Morton County Public Information Officer role as well. Throughout the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. So we appreciate getting to the truth. That's what we're up to here. When we're all done and pull all these pieces together, I think we'll be able to look back and say, okay, that's what happened, and have a little better idea why we didn't know what was happening in the middle of it. Not a question. All right. What else we have for you today? We're going to ramp up with just kind of a roundup on the news and any last commentary. A few texts we're getting on our topic from last hour we'll get to. But the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention is coming up very soon. I've been telling you about this for a while, and if it isn't on your calendar yet, it ought to be June 29th and 30th in Bismarck this year. And Todd Attila from Martindale Consultants is going to be doing a presentation on royalty auditing. And joins us to talk a little bit about that today on the program and preview the conference. Todd, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What is royalty auditing?
Well, in a nutshell, royalty owners, whether it's in North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Texas, Louisiana, they basically just receive checks after a lease is signed and so on and so forth. They receive their checks, and sometimes they're just really happy, they go to the mailbox, they get some money, so on and so forth. And there's really a limited information on those checks. And the leases that they sign can be pretty complicated on what energy companies are allowed to do, whether they need to value the production in a certain way, or they're able to deduct certain costs, post-production costs, and so on and so forth. So it's really difficult to tell if they're getting paid correctly by just looking at those checks. So what we do is, this is a decent segment of our business. We do a lot of other types of energy auditing as well. But what the royalty auditing is we kind of uncover, if you will, what's actually behind those checks. There's a lot of transactions, a lot of sales, a lot of accounting that goes into that, and that one piece of paper that they get is the end result. And it's really difficult to tell if those payments are in compliance with their lease terms. So what we do is we help royalty owners all across the country and seeing if their payments are in compliance with what their lease terms are and if they're getting what they should be.
rough idea of how often you unearth things that end up being, an additional financial benefit to the royalty owner?
Well, economics is a big part of it because, as everybody knows, there's nothing for free. So there is some cost associated with the auditing. And the presentation that I put on in Pennsylvania and I will be putting on in North Dakota, it kind of goes through a phone call that I received from a royalty owner that has some questions and wasn't sure about things that are going on. Because there's a lot of components where it might be a great audit candidate sometimes. Other times, it may not be. So we're going to be – I talk about that a little bit. And the error rates is what we would say can vary drastically. Some of these big oil and gas companies, they may have thousands and thousands of royalty owners. And each one of these leases might call for them to handle everybody a little bit differently. So oftentimes mistakes happen just because of the sheer number of transactions that they have to account for. Some companies can be more aggressive, and the lease terms can be gray, where one person would read it and think one thing, another person would read it and think another thing. And so there's findings like that. There's findings where just mistakes happen, and then everything in between. Typically, as far as economics goes, if you have larger interests in lots of acreage, you know, if you have hundreds and hundreds of acreage, and you have most of the acreage particular well, the odds are much more in your favor that you'll have successful economic recoveries that will outweigh your costs. If you have really, you have 4 or 5 acres, 3 acres, and the money you get is a very small percentage of the production that comes out of the well, it tends to be more difficult to have an economic successful audit. That was kind of a long-winded answer there.
But you obviously wouldn't do this if you didn't find things on a regular basis. But I think what I heard you say is, look, we know well enough to tell you, hey, this is worth the investment to put something in. You got a chance of getting, finding something, or no, we know how these folks work and you're not going to find anything, so don't spend the money.
That is true. Because there's some major components, how their lease says how the energy company should treat them. So when that phone rings, we're very busy, and that's a good thing, where we're not having to try and sell an audit to somebody where we don't think they need it.
There is a great I'm sorry, Todd. Go ahead and finish.
No, go ahead. I was just saying if they call and they give us the information, we ask for 3 or 4 different things and discuss it, if we don't think they're a good candidate to do a full-blown audit, we might suggest some other alternatives, maybe write a letter requesting some support for something or get an attorney to write a letter or just, call on their investor relations line and ask them some questions or something like that.
There is a great lineup for this year's it's actually the Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Annual Convention, National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. It's Thursday the 29th, Friday the 30th of June, and there is, I'll just give you a quick run through of a few of the folks that are talking. Justin Kringsted from the Pipeline Authority. You have Craig Smith, who's an attorney, talking about the Sakakawea Riverbed Mineral Ownership issues. That'll be a fascinating one. Tour of the Heritage Center, Rod Backman, on oil production in the Badlands. Jerry Simmons, who's the executive director nationally of NARO. Todd, of course, is going to be speaking about the audit process. And you have oil royalties from the folks at Brady Martz. Kathy Nesset doing her Bakken 2.0 presentation, which was, I guess, fantastic. Haven't seen it yet, but the presentation was at Watford City yesterday at the auditor's meeting, and I heard it was really good. So, Rod Lindberg from Bakken Backers, Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, Ryan Rauschenberger, great day. So, check that out to find out more. NARO-US.org events or call 800-558-0557. And make sure you take in Todd's presentation, Todd Attila from Martindale Consultants. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. Have a great day.
The Northern Plains.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm a
Natalie Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your life can change with a trip to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. We've talked to the customers of Hot Spring Spas. They tell us every day is made better with a Hot Spring Spa. Becca from Buxton, a great example, loves the Ace Saltwater System. She'll tell you why in just a moment. Find out for yourself by stopping at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot 2, and online at hotspringnd.com. Becca, what system did you go with?
We went with the saltwater system. I would highly recommend that. Your skin and everything is so soft when you get out, and it doesn't fade your swimming suits, and we really, really enjoy that feature of the spa.
The folks at Hot Springs invented the Ace saltwater system, so it is the best of the best, really ingenious, and that not only, as you say, makes the water so much better, but also makes just everything easier in the way of maintenance and everything, so those are fantastic, and you love that as well, huh?
Yep, definitely a bonus. The Hot Springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier, the cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
So it's fair to say that every day is made better with your hot spring spa?
Every day has been made better.
Every day made better. For Becca and her family, and for you too, when you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, online at hotspringnd.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, say, I'm sorry I missed it when Mr. Rauschenberger's on there. Could you maybe have him figure out how much the state lost per day when the DAPL was delayed? Now that gets to be real numbers for people that they can get their arms around. Not everybody understands biennium and such. So if you could crunch that down to how much revenue the state lost per day, I'd be very interested in that. Thank you.
And that's something you could put right at the feet of the protesters for sure. Again, another piece that's missing. Just trying to get to the truth here. You know, I've not heard this from anybody, But I actually anticipated that I would when we started this series. We're taking a segment a week, basically sometimes to look back and do it for 20 weeks. And I don't know, we're probably a third of the way in, maybe half, into that so far. We're doing it because if you allow the truth to be completely hidden, you allow a group of people who differ with you politically or for whatever reason win the day with a lie, to me, you threaten the very republic that we call our own. So you can't do it. I mean, I want to set the record straight when I get to the truth on this, just for the fact of how many people's lives were turned upside down as a result of it. And not just brush it under and say, oh, it happened, forget it. I mean, the kind of the North Dakota, Minnesota way, right? It's over, bad deal. It was terrible, but let's move on. I just think we can't. But more importantly, it's for the future. It really is. And so another good question there. No doubt about it. Thank you. Others, welcome at 2580550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also text me quick here at 701-367-2054 if you have a comment you want to get in. Brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Affordable and reliable energy are not an accident. North Dakota coal, the lignite industry, is a big reason why states like North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota have affordable, reliable energy. I mean, Minnesota is a big recipient of North Dakota coal. That power bill, that reliability, comes thanks to this group of 15,000 people. Good-paying jobs. $1 billion in personal income. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Another call that came in during the break. Let's roll that.
Good morning. After the shooting yesterday, I come to the conclusion that any of us could end up in that situation at any time, anywhere, any place. Somebody could just jump up from out of nowhere, and you could be doing your daily thing or be doing nothing and end up a victim of a shooting or some kind of terrorist act. And it looks to me like this, it could happen to anybody, any day, any time. People are just crazy nowadays, and it's almost like a copycat thing, and it's becoming a normal way of life. So just got to be careful and really keep your eyes open and try to protect yourself and everybody the best you can.
Good advice, and imagine being a member of Congress that don't have a protection detail like Congressman Scalise did, because he's in leadership in what they're thinking. That's the one component that could maybe get this to last, this show of unity. You know, the president with the right tone, the congressional leaders, maybe. The president yesterday said, if we may have our differences, but we do well in times like these, remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country. Texter says the rhetoric won't change, unless very short term. This shooter yesterday was a psycho. There are many more out there like him. What is going to set off each one or make them snap? There's no one-size-fits-all answer. Another says, unless this crap stops with Trump and he can get his agenda moving, he won't be elected again. It isn't exactly what the left isn't, and isn't that exactly what the left is hoping for? If he doesn't get in, can you imagine what this country will turn into? It doesn't look like there are any up and coming Republicans with his tenacity. Interesting comments for sure. I mentioned earlier, text or email or call, I forget which, from a listener who had a family member out in Seattle that was a diesel mechanic and heard there was a diesel position and said, hey, where's that job? And I encourage you, because honestly, building a workforce to meet the needs of companies here right now in North Dakota is the issue. It's the big deal. I really encourage you to talk to family members and make sure they know about the opportunities that are here. Matthew Larsgaard, a friend of mine from the Automobile Dealers Association in North Dakota, he sent a note after he heard us talking about that earlier. He said, we have over 100 openings for diesel technicians in North Dakota's farm equipment dealerships right now. Good-paying jobs located throughout our great state. We also have $1,500 annual scholarships and a $20,000 student loan repayment program for qualified individuals. Interested individuals may visit our website, ndida.com. ndida.com. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you for listening, participating, joining the discussion. Do it all over again tomorrow on the program, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. We are going to talk with Len Helps and the winner of that 2017 National Bible Beat, plus a whole lot of your calls on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sal, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.